How did they, when your insulation became soggy with water on top of it? That is all that I have to say. They have stated once or twice that they will work on it, but they have not so far. The new houses which we moved into were not easy to live in. They were not comfortable. They were very drafty into the interior of the house. I had someone redo the whole house, changing the direction of the door. I did not ask for help from the house construction workers of the North Pole, but did this job myself. Also during the summer, the dust and flying gravel comes through the window frame areas, and I have stuffed the going to paint areas myself, but and also the house is already too high, and also the floor is not level. After they built the house, we brought in the plywood crates which they used to ship the equipment in, and skirted the house because during a stormy day the wind can move the house because of the when the foundation begins to, the ground begins to melt around the foundations, then the house would move quite a bit. So we use the bottom of the house for putting food under the house to keep them cool during the summer, because I put the house under the house. I put the food under the house so the sun will not get to them. How much fuel do you use? About the same. Oh, we have a heater which is also along with the wood stove. The wood stove helps the heater during the winter, but during the summer, life is a little bit easier, it seems. But the wood stove during the winter is essential. I use it to as a cooking stove as well. I cannot get along without the wood stove during the winter. It is always on. Wild drum costs about $108. And 10 gallons. 5 gallon costs $10. Those are the prices of the fuel that we are using in Nootsett. And during the winter when hunting begins. I mean during the spring when the hunting begins. And we use other types of fuel for traveling when hunting. This is as much as like to relate to you now about our life there. I like living in Nootsett. I become homesick for it when I come to Barrow. But I would like to state again that we had to do a great deal of work to take the drafted places out of the house. True.
Break time. And appropriate. Those are the heaters we use. I use the wooden stove more than the other ones because I enjoy it. Last winter when I was home, there was I went home to when the porch wasn't there no longer, but they said that they were going to work on it. They haven't to this day. Can you hear us? Well, can you hear us? We have talked about this, but our house is on the building. But personal house is built. Is that all? Yes. Each one would like to say something. I am Rafi Kwana from Barrow. I do not have a new house, but I have some thoughts on the new houses, and I can say something about them. First of all, I would like to comment about the illustration that is shown here, and the topic that Doctor talked about. When I worked in the hospital, when they were building during their house and construction for the doctors, they built two apartments like this. They also placed the insulation directly above the ceiling without putting anything against the roof. And through the from the north wind and the east wind, and from the the winds can go directly in there. And from their own understanding, they said that the breeze would clear out the area above the ceiling under the roof. But during the winter here, there's plenty of snow gathered inside that area. And sometimes we'd have to scrape off the ice from the when it becomes warm, then the snow would turn into ice and we'd have to scrape it off. We would have our foreman speak to the constructors or the designers of the houses, but they do not listen to us, the ones that who know about the conditions here. We wanted to put the insulation against the roofing, but they do not hear us. And finally, and while we were talking with one of the foremen for the North Slope, we had them put the insulation without his knowledge. Okay, so to prevent any type of openings, and had it securely packed against the roof. And also thinking about the fogging that would prevent, you know, because of the heaviness of the moisture that would gather on the insulation, we had supports placed on it. And after we had placed that, and when springtime came, there was no evidence of any type of a fogging against the ceiling rafters. Even the warehouses, so when I was growing up, had the insulation packed against the during the winter, during the spring, even Charlie Brower had to screw and move the insulation from the houses. This insulation should not be suspended, and both ends of the houses should be sealed securely. Snow seeps in during the winter. Well, these houses do not have any house vents on top, but they do have a vent right there. We want that. We do not want that there. And also, I think that it is true that we hear about the old houses that had katak, which is a step down entrance, and you had to step down and. They say that the cold air coming in does not rise into the dwelling, but stays in the entrance. The wind does not come in at all. There is a house vent also for the used air to go out. When you look at the cold weather, it travels low on the lower areas. When any draft comes into the house, it travels along the floor. And above it, there's warmer air. If you do not bother me, I think it will be better. Thank you, Johnny. When I think of a house like that, that it's not drafty, and people would be sitting in the house without their pockets. And also with the lamp as just the heat source. And even though the katak had no covering to the outside, when I think of the new houses now, with pilings into the ground, as you've told, and also you've talked about how you would like this skirting around the foundations. When I think about it, no matter how high or the pilings are, I didn't catch that. But I'm thinking, my thoughts about the entrance are entrances. Here's the door. No matter where it is, instead of having a porch right over here, but make the porch slanted and not straight out like a box, and have a step come down like that, like a nose, then people can walk up to the door, but have the roof slanted for these new houses. As we know, the cold air does not travel up. It is low. It travels along the floor. The cold, the warm air or warm water, and it's being propelled by the gravity, it moves. The warm air moves up and the cold air is. We all know that when the water heats up, the steam goes up instead of down. Mm-hmm. We know that the colder descends. Although these new houses cannot have cutoffs like an opening in the middle of the roof, they can have this type of coal porch with a slant to keep the cold air down away from the top of the house. The new houses have ready-made windows for them. When they make an opening in the house for the window, they can cut the opening a little bit larger. They make the opening for the window a little bit larger. And when they put the window in, they can make it, and they can stuff it with the insulation around there. That is all I have to say. I don't know how they can follow my suggestions. Thank you very much. My name is Nana Kagak. I would like to say something as well. I do not have many complaints about my new house, but my only complaint is that I do not have any closets in the house. There are only rooms. I can't understand her issue. I like the suggestion of the type of entrance way that Roxy talked about. The windows have not been, in our house, the windows are not well insulated as well. I am insulated. I do not have a house of my own, but I have observed that when the winter is real drafty where I stay at the 29 unit, I have to close the bedroom window, the bedroom door in the winter time, because the windows are so drafty to sleep in the couch. Even though this housing at the second 29 is very hot, and the window frosted, I have to plug or put stuffing around the edge of the window to keep it to keep the draft from coming in. I don't normally sleep in the bedroom in the winter because of the draft. My name is Isis Walak Dohlak from Northwest. Someone asked how my house could be improved. Last year, my house has many pipes for running water. I try to prevent the furnace from burning out, from running out. And while I was gone, I bought some extra fuel for the house and also a caretaker for the house. but the caretaker forgot to put more fuel into the furnace, and the pipes busted, I guess, and then I had to pay for the fixing of the pipes. The cost was too much. I am not the boss of people who build houses, but I would like to give them a suggestion. A house with running water with pipes is good, and you can find water. But when the furnace is out, the pipes freeze very easily. My new house when the furnace is on is very good, but when the furnace is out, it is very cold. The house is not very drafty, but when the furnace is out, it is cold, and the pipes also freeze and break. This is a suggestion. If they are to build new houses and the energy being so expensive, the heater needs some a wood stove to accompany it. My name is Fanny Okakuk. I get chilled very quickly, and they tore a part of my house down and put new insulation so that I'll stay warmer. But they say that the whole wall of the do not have adequate insulation, and also along the doorway. There we can hear a smell of urine and feces, and because of this odor, I go to some other person's house to sleep at times. This was the first 29 unit that she was talking about. My name is Azak. Concerning the topic that they've been talking about, but also talked about by Rossi Gwena. I have worked with people building these types of houses, and also a porch way up there by the door, and a little. We took the front entrance, the porch off, and remodeled the front porch and made the front porch, instead of being on piling, sit directly on the ground, so that the front door to the entrance is lower than the door to the main house. When construction is during the spring, the rain makes the wood wet. And when they're making the construction during the winter, after the rain has fallen on the wood, they put the wood with ice right into the housing construction. And during the spring, wood shrinks, I guess, and there's places for the draft to come in after the wood has been expanded by the water because of the rains. And if they drive through in the winter, then I guess they have cracks. My name is Takalak. Where? To enter this discussion. they maybe want to talk more about houses, our house. Was one of the last ones to be built. And probably because of that, they were in a hurry to build it. Therefore, it is very drafty and it's cold. All of the windows are drafty. Even the door, the area, the end. And also, there are three doors, and the doors have cracks under them. I've tried working on them, or been talking to the construction workers to fix this. I worked on them myself. The door, you know, there are panes around the door for decorative purposes. When I took those off, there was nothing in there. There was all around the door when I removed the decorative panes. There was nothing in there for I don't know. Then I stuffed something in there. I put a 1x3 piece of wood in the cracks and also used a blanket to fill in the cracks. And also took the bottom of the door and also replaced it with a new one, and also stuffed blankets in between the cracks, and therefore I removed the draft coming in through the door. And I also secured the panes in then my door was very good then. But also the floor would have ice and moisture on there because of the cracks along the floor as well. And the crack here, after I nailed in the floor very securely, I put glue in there. And I used quite a bit of Elmer's glue. And then after that I put in the paint against it. And I worked on all of the drafty places in that area, like that. And also the cold porch was built just haphazardly. It has a door right there. And a door that is straight up, vertical. The steps are slanted. And at the bottom of the stairs, I placed a step. I built something that is elevated up and put it under the stairs. And from that point, I made a cold porch enclosing the steps. The steps are all the way to the ground. And when I made a cold porch like that, then the draft was not as great. Then I also skirted the bottom of the house with a plywood. We used it as a basement. We put our things in there, my Honda, my two Hondas, and that is how I made my house better when I worked on it myself. When I think about it, the foundations that are into the ground have not been securely filled in, therefore they get filled up with water. And therefore the foundations have sunk here and made our floor uneven. When I place on the floor, it can roll. Underneath, during spring, there would be plenty of water under the ice, under the snow. They need to secure the foundations more firmly with gravel. When the water melts, then the foundations sink. I do not like that. I do not like the way they work and secure the foundations now without putting in gravel. When I think about it, if I were to build a house, the foundation would be just barely showing above the ground. Then, after that, I will place slab between the foundations. And then start building the house then. I know someone's house that has that slab all around it, underneath the house. And it does not move. The foundation doesn't move. And also a house with a low foundation, another house, the floor is still even, it's not uneven. Those are the two houses that I've noticed and used them as examples for when you place a house on high foundations, it is drafty. You get the draft underneath. That is a condition I notice and do not like. I've skirted the house to prevent the draft. All the windows on the windward side, I placed plywood on top of them during the winter to prevent the draft from coming in. And I also placed blankets to fill in all the cracks. And that's how I've made my house much better to live in. I've talked to workers about this, but I don't think I even impress them with what I say. Our house does not have a vent, but I took the stove pipe of the house and we used that hole for a house vent. So then, after doing that for a while, then I asked them to make a new house vent. Because a house should not be without a house vent. It must have a house vent for the humidity to go out. I have to work more on the window panes when I get home. I think we have come to the conclusion of our talk, and I thank all of you, and if there is anyone with further information. Well, my name is Arthur Neville. Takalak. What Takalak said about the foundation. When they make foundations, they make them way into the ground, 6 feet to 8 feet. In my opinion, I believe the ones that are dug too far into the ground is bad, because there's frozen pieces of ice permafrost.
And sometimes they go into that area. After they've passed through the permafrost area, then the foundation of the house is usually better. Probably 2 or 3 feet is better for a foundation, in my opinion. That is all I have to say. My name is Herbin Bexers from Brattle Island. In Brattle Island, the roofs of houses have a very thin aluminum topping, and the wind tears this up and also blows them away, and I've seen that numerous times. They do not put aluminum, some of the construction people do not put aluminum housing in some of the houses, but when the aluminum roofings are not placed securely, and then they are tearing apart away from the house, therefore causing water to seep in. And the president of the world worked on more carefully, it would be better. That is what I would like to tell you at this moment. More careful construction would be appreciated. Our questions are going to start right now, and I would like to thank all of you very much for giving us the information, therefore making our work much easier. My name is Jenna Levitt, speaking again, and concerning the pilings, and I asked some carpenters why they made them so deep. When they play, I asked why they placed the foundation so far apart, and they told me that they placed them in that way because they want to have room for the big pipeline that they're going to place for the drainage and for the water system. They made the foundations that way because they wanted to accommodate the pipings. The pipes will all be placed later on into the houses. Our cellar in Brattleboro has been dug beyond permafrost into ground with no ice, and then we stopped. And during the winter, it floods. During the fall. Then above the permafrost, we shoveled out in the area so that we could store our ducks. I believe that is all. Thank you very much. Those who have more information to give us can still keep on talking. We have half hour before we have lunch. Open session. My name is Aden. This cellar that we had at Nubuk. what had eyes and nuts inside it. And it has food stored in there for several days. The cellar is not very deep. That was the cellar that, or the house that my dad moved in New York in 1934. The land is kind of rugged. It was rugged at the time, but it is not very steep. The ice cellar is full of ice, and it is sparkling ice, and that is all I have to say. From inland, from up there, he's from an October. We have to situate ourselves to put our place in a way to feed ourselves better. The land up there, does not have a permafrost. It is a little bit broken on top, but it doesn't have a permafrost on the bottom. Inside the ground there is water. Even though it is situated in a frozen area, there is a place up inland where there is no permafrost, it's just water. This place when a building is installed for foundation.
Okay, when the foundation is placed in our area, and there's water under the ground, and then there's more weight placed on the foundation during the construction of the house, then the house becomes uneven, the floor. I am very old, and I have tried to observe as much as I can, and this is what I have to say. My name is Elijah Bakanya, a great-grandfather. What he was talking about earlier was that when there's no permafrost, but they reach open underground, there's currents of water, and then when they make the foundation, they make it so that it slowly, you know, reaches the water area, but when you place some heavier things on top, it sinks. My name is Jean Nunnuk. I am from Bell. This the topic of making foundations into the ground, I have learned, I have some knowledge about this, and when Cliff Cooper was there, we made an ice cellar for them. When we made the ice cellar, it is quite a number of feet down. You reach the areas, the type of soil that you can just shovel out.
There was a boiler. I was taking care of the boiler. And I would take out the soot from the boiler and get it to work again. The composition of the soil is different. There's soil, there's ice, there's water, and also there's the type of soil that we ran into, which is that you can just shovel out. You can shovel gravel out as far as you can underground. It is amongst us. Our young people who are making the houses need to have this knowledge. They are getting lots of money from doing construction, and oil and gas from the areas close by, and also the lightning.